Hello, it was quite a long one yesterday, wasn't it? But hopefully you'll found that of interest, looking at those different elements that you need to consider when you're deciding on the voice that you're going to be using for different situations, different reads, different circumstances, different products and so on. Go back and listen to yesterday's if you haven't caught it already. That would be my advice. I really enjoyed writing that and presenting it yesterday, and hopefully you got value from it as well. Can you dial it down a bit? Have you ever had that said to you, maybe in a pub or a restaurant or a party or something like that? Maybe when you're talking at home, whoa, but Peter, all right, dial it down a bit, son. Yeah, something along those lines. What about if you're in a studio, a voiceover booth or doing some radio presentation, and you might have a director or a producer or a colleague or a boss saying to you, okay, just pull back a bit, just dial it down, just calm down, whoa. If a director says that, you'll be more aware of what it is that you need to dial down to give them the read that they need if you bear in mind perhaps the different levels from which you can dial down. Now, obviously, the list it could be exhaustive. You know, it could be talking about every single different element, as we spoke about yesterday. There could be umpteen different levels, hundreds of different levels. But let's just take a look at six different kind of levels of read, depending on some of the elements we spoke about yesterday, but mainly the energy of the read, the projection, the volume, the speed, and that kind of thing, and the different kind of situations in which you may use these different voices. So we'll start off at level 6 with the announcer read. And as I say, 6 levels, essentially. It's subjective. It's just what I've come up with. It's not definitive. But let's start off with level 6, which we've spoken about before. And that's the announcer read, with the style loud, fast, the presenter almost shouting at the audience with energy and emotion. They're in your face. It's designed to be clear, directive. Although it may perhaps also turn off an audience. Now, the announcer read is pretty rare nowadays. It can be seen as cliched and cheesy. It's a bit like a kind of circus ringmaster. Ladies and gentlemen and children, roll up, roll up. They're often written in a very stylized way, irregular words and syntax and so on. Syntax, the arrangements of words and phrases to create the sentence in a language. Short, sharp sentences, high volume and speed. So what kind of situations might you use the announcer read? What kind of brands, products, services? Well, I'm kind of thinking of car salesroom adverts and others on perhaps local TV, particularly in the US. I've seen quite a few of these. Maybe gospel preachers on religious TV channels. Or if you're in the UK, think of the Sillit Bang adverts from a couple of decades back. Often this kind of presentation style is used for kind of what you see is what you get adverts, shouting about money-saving deals, simplistic solutions, basic brands. Basic brands? Yeah, because it sounds cheap and in your face. This kind of voice, this kind of presentation was often used to announce variety-type TV shows. Ladies and gentlemen, on tonight's show. It's a bit like the X Factor in the UK, yeah, with Peter Dixon, with that big, bold voice. And the style just kind of stuck. I mean, he does it in a cheesy way. He would be the first to admit that he goes over the top on purpose, almost a parody of himself doing it. And such reads target a very broad demographic. They try to capture attention. The announcer read on Get a Better Broadcast podcast and voiceover voice.
claim freight notice this week in an American Freight. Over 1,000 truckloads of living room furniture. Seven-piece living room groups that include a sofa, love seat, coffee table, two end tables, and two designer lamps. You get all seven pieces from only $398 complete. Free layaway, same-day delivery. Come to the loading docks this weekend only at American Freight in Fairfield at the corner of State Route 747 in Mulhauser, and in Florence at the corner of Turfway and Dixie.
Remember me? Barry Scott. Over a million women around the UK are at it. They've replaced their multi-purpose cleaners with Silitbang Universal Degreaser.
It's great on worktops. I don't need any other cleaner.
The grease on my hob used to drive me mad, but Silitbang takes care of it. I even use it on my pots and pans. Amazing.
Hobs, grills, surfaces, pots and pans.
So wonderful.
Silitbang Universal Degreaser. Bang, and the dirt is gone.
So, just to explain, those are a couple of examples of the announcer kind of presentation. Neither of those products, brands or services are sponsors of this podcast, purely being used there for illustrative purposes. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.